Do we have a sonar lock?
Confirmed, sir.
Fire torpedoes. I don't care what Miss Stewart says. Nothing can live. It's unbelievable. Simply
Yes, Prime Minister, I am fully aware the creatures are heading towards the UK. We are, after all, tracking them. Well, tell that to the crew of the ship they just destroyed. Except you can't, because they're dead. I am doing everything possible, and I'll call you when I have something worthwhile to say. May I request you show the same restraint? Ah, save me from Whitehall bureaucracy. Osgood, please tell me you have something useful.
I don't know. Maybe.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming.
Our archivists have gone through all the Earth reptile artefacts we've gathered over the years, but there's nothing there that could be remotely useful as the control device for the creatures. From what Krellix told Joe, it sounds like it would be a prototype anyway, a one-of-a-kind device.
That Jastrok likely has in his possession. Still, we had to check. What about the device Burmaster used?
Joe said it simply angered the creatures, enraged them so they tore free. Not so much a control device as something to whip them up.
The last thing we'd need, even if we did stand a chance of recovering it from the destroyed base.
Which we really don't. But the archivists have found this.
What am I looking at?
It appears to be a map marker, pointing to the location of a Silurian nest just off the Greek coast.
Which is useful how?
If you look at the other sheet, the Wenley Moore expedition from a few years back managed to salvage some information from their control systems. Obviously the equipment was all but destroyed.
I'm aware of that, Osgood. Something of a sore point.
But we did retrieve some files, and cross-referencing them with the location on the marker suggests it was the site of a Silurian research station and archive.
Meaning we might actually find something useful there.
Exactly. If not the device itself, then maybe information about its development.
Why haven't we looked into the place before?
Until recently, Reptilia sapiens have been a low priority. There are only so many man-hours we've been able to put into it.
Let's hope we all live to regret it. Still, it feels like a possible wild goose chase. I have a school of lethal bioengineered sea creatures destroying everything in their path en route to the UK. It's taking all our efforts just to clear the shipping lanes, let alone come up with a long-term solution. So, do I have time for a wild goose chase?
Honestly, yes, it's vague, and we're working on nothing but best guesses, but it's all we've got.
Fine. A small team can go and take a look.
Who do you suggest?
If it's a research station, Osgood, I think we need our finest scientific minds on it, don't you?
Oh.
Well, don't worry, you're only one of them.
And the other?
I'll pretend you didn't ask that. I'll call up a helicopter and we'll be on our way within the hour.
Mum, Osgood, you didn't give us much warning, but I think we've got everything you'll need.
Excellent, Lieutenant. Lead the way.
Zoom in. Times 50 magnification. Interesting. This is Commander Triska to Grand Marshal Jastrok.
Report.
I'm approaching the location now, but I'm not alone.
Explain.
A small team of ape primitives, soldiers, if I can honor them by calling them that, from UNIT. It appears they are aware of the research nest.
This is unacceptable.
Agreed, sir. I assure you they won't make it out alive. Triska out.
We won't be in this thing for long. The cave access is underwater during high tide.
You know, it's fine. Just not the biggest fan of enclosed spaces. And, well, mini-submarine, underwater. That's about as enclosed as you can get, isn't it, really?
You can get out and swim if you prefer. It's not far.
Oh, no, it's not a problem. Well, if nothing else, it'll make me feel better about being in the caves. They'll seem huge compared to this.
The entrance ahead. We have full satellite scans of the whole network, so it shouldn't be too hard to find our way. Distract yourself by looking at the artifacts the archivist sent over. You never know, we may have need of some of them.
Well, I've seen them all before.
Of course you have.
Yeah, well, thing is, like I said before, analysing them hasn't been a priority. Most of it is guesswork. Guesswork based on some of us looking at them in our spare time.
I let you have spare time.
Yeah, I still spend it at work. I know, I'm hopeless. So, ultimately, we don't really know what they are. Well, this, for example, might be to track Silurian life signs. And this could be some form of sonic key.
Which might actually be useful.
Yeah, or possibly a portable speaker.
Which wouldn't be.
This, well, actually, we just don't know. Thing is, our ignorance means we assume they're all important. Well, like, imagine what would happen if aliens came into your home and grabbed a handful of strange things with no idea of their purpose.
They could spend the next few years trying to understand the strategic importance of a TV remote control, a deodorant stick, and a pen holder.
Well, precisely. Well, actually, this would make a really good pen holder. Do Silurians use pens?
Entering the cave system now.
Roger that, ma'am. No little ape, no radio, none of your little toys, no help, no relief, just you and me. Now, before you die, why don't you tell me everything you know?
Pass me the rope. Headlamp.
Thanks. Oh, that's better. Now I can get a sense of the... Oh, this place is huge.
This is actually one of the smaller caves. According to the satellite scans, there's a series of galleries interconnected with short, narrow tunnels. So, while it won't be all plain sailing, it should be easy enough.
Hang on. This is a good opportunity for me to try out one of the artifacts. Now, if this is used to scan for Silurian life forms, it should show us whether to expect company.
Well?
That's hard to say. Look. Well, the little screen is covered in readings, but they can't be Silurian because we'd see them if we were surrounded by this
snakes!
Far too many snakes. Not for tracking Silurian life signs, then.
No!
Well, it must be something they use to attract reptilian species.
Why would they want to?
I don't know. Farming of some kind? Pest control? Gather them all up so you can dispose of them?
Turn it off!
There's no way to adjust the settings, so... Well, it's definitely not a control device.
Are you just saying that because we've come all this way? If it turns out this thing is exactly what we're looking for, I might be ever so slightly cross.
No, it can't be. Well, there's just an on and off button. Look, if we operated this near the sea creatures, presuming they're sufficiently reptilian to be affected by it, well, then all we'd do is have them come and stomp on us. Probably.
Probably. Put it away and be more careful next time. As we don't know what these things are, operating them at random is clearly a major risk.
Agreed. Sorry.
This is Commander Triska to Grand Marshal Jastrok. I have interrogated one of the eight primitives. It seems that the unit creatures hope to find a control device for the engineered sea beasts.
But they have no knowledge of your current mission.
None.
Excellent. I expected no less, but it is good to be certain. I trust you will enjoy dealing with the situation.
Oh, I will. It has been far too long since I savored an ape hunt. Oh, silence, you pathetic thing. Prepare yourselves, apes. The hunt begins. I look forward to mounting your ugly heads on my wall.
This tunnel opens up just around the next bend.
Good.
And here we are.
It's breathtaking. The size of this place.
And somewhere in here is the access to the next level. Looking at the scans, it should be 50 meters or so in this direction. The entrance should be right there.
But it's just a plain wall.
So either the scans are misleading or the entrance is hidden. Hold the tablet for a minute. No sign of a division in the rock. Wait, look, there, a small indentation.
It's too regular to be natural.
It's just a hole. Nothing to press, nothing to turn. A keyhole?
Ha! And I might just have the key. You remember I said we thought this might be a sonic key?
I do, but then you thought the last artifact was a scanner.
True. But look, it'll fit the hole perfectly. Well, that's just too much of a coincidence, surely. Shall I try it?
Go on.
Open sesame. This is amazing. Look at how the passageway's been cleared through the rock. But it's so smooth, as if it were melted.
There's another door at the far end. That doesn't sound hopeful.
More doors. But it's so dark in here, I haven't even noticed them.
Keep back. Clouds of something. Is that gas?
Just ice vapor, I think. You can feel it. Whatever's inside there is extremely cold. I can't quite see. Can you make these headlamps brighter? It's... Oh.
What? Dinosaurs? Am I actually looking at dinosaurs?
Troodon, I think. 3 feet or so tall, large eyes, serrated teeth. Yes, I really think they might be a species of Troodon. Cretaceous period. I would have thought they'd have died out long before Reptilia sapiens were this advanced.
Clearly not. Or maybe they were isolated specimens? They're inert, thank you.
They were inert. I think they're waking up.
Paleontology isn't really my area, but they're clearly a raptor species.
Yes, with really cool, but utterly terrifying claws and teeth.
So even though they're small...
They could tear us to pieces, yeah.
This isn't good.
Wait, there must be a way of closing the doors again.
Please don't let me have to kill dinosaurs. I'm a scientist. I just can't kill dinosaurs.
There aren't any controls. Maybe it's an automatic defense system.
Dinosaur guard dogs?
When you say it like that, it sounds brilliant, but I really, really don't want to die of it.
Fall back. Maybe we need to close the outside door and then come back with proper equipment. Tranquilizer darts, gas, perhaps. I'm just not killing a dinosaur.
Right. Well, there's no other control around the key. Maybe there's something on the sonic device itself, a particular pitch you have to hit.
Just remove it.
Well, it makes no difference. I don't know how to close the door.
We should run.
Have you any idea how fast these things are? Actually, nobody does, but it's probably very, very fast. If we run, we make ourselves a target.
We're a target anyway! Get back. They're on the move.
Kate!
Idiot. I'm fine. I just grazed and... Well, a little embarrassed, in all honesty. The damn thing got the jump on me. I've broken my torch and dropped my gun. Shine your light over here, quickly.
Keep back! Against the wall! Try and shine your light on me. I can't see a thing. Ah! I'm fine. One of them caught me, but it's not serious. They're strong for their size, though. Are they toying with us?
Sizing us up, probably. They don't know how much of a threat we are.
Well, without my gun, we're no threat at all. I need light. They're coming for another pass.
Okay, we should get back into the nest entrance. Through the door at the other end of the corridor. If we close that, we can trap them out here.
And us in there.
But even with your gun, they're too fast. You couldn't stop all of them.
Fine, go. Close it.
Well, I'm not sure how.
Panel to your right. That was a little too close.
And you're right. We're now stuck in here. If we open that door, they'll be on us in no time.
That's a good job I organised some backup. Greyhound 1 to Wolfhound, come in, over.
Wolfhound receiving. I'm about 10 minutes away. Sorry to keep you waiting, but I was being shot at when the orders came through. You know how it is. You're trapped in a cave by a pack of what?
Should have got rid of any ape fleas. 2 ape life signs inside the nest. 4 reptilian close by. They woke up the guard dogs then.
I wish I brought a spare torch. We need to find how to turn the power on.
The whole nest feels dead.
Certainly smells it.
Rotting, damp.
Hang on, turn your head to the left. There, entrance to another chamber. Try the door.
Got it. Looks like this was one of the hibernation chambers.
Then something clearly went wrong.
Hang on. Ooh, certainly did. Well, the system must have failed.
And recently, given the smell... Either that, or it's because we've let air in.
Well, at least this means we won't bump into any hostile residents.
Yes, there is that. Let's go. There must be a central control area. From there, we should have access to everything we need.
Looks like the boss might have company. This is Wolfhound to Greyhound 1, over.
Greyhound 1, receiving, over.
I'm at the beach camp. Everyone's dead. Silurian arrows. Looks like you might not be alone down there. Over.
Roger that. Out.
It seems we were followed.
Great. Just what we need.
The Troodon we've left wandering about might actually be to our advantage. At least we haven't made it easy for them.
Ah! Excellent. A little sport to whet my appetite for the big game. Come here, my friend. Your claws are sharp, guard dog. But so is my knife. Come on! I have room on my blade for you all.
I know it's a horribly unscientific thing to say, but this place just feels wrong.
I know what you mean. Not so much a nest as a decaying mausoleum.
I wonder how many were hibernating down here.
I hate to think. We'll have to send a team down and have the place thoroughly cleaned and catalogued.
Oh, just don't make it my job.
This chamber looks hopeful.
I think those panels on the left might be some form of computer access.
Let's take a look.
Power. That's what we need.
Turn the light over here. Yep, further to the right. There.
Good guess.
I'm a scientist. We don't guess much. It was the biggest, most obvious switch.
Oh, finally I can take this lamp off. The strap's giving me a headache.
Keep it handy. You never know. Now, what else to try?
This is Commander Triska to Grand Marshal Jastrok. The apes have entered the nest and activated the power. It smells as if the nest is corrupted. I suspect the hibernation equipment must have been damaged. I would like to blame the humans, but even they cannot be so destructive in only a few minutes.
Understood. Secure the device first, then deal with the apes.
Sir.
Well, I'm glad the power was obvious because nothing else is.
We'll get there.
But when? The clock is ticking. We've got hostiles right behind us. Even if we didn't, the sea creatures are getting closer to the UK each minute that passes by. There's only so much time I can dedicate to this without having to look to other possible solutions.
You mean we have any?
No, we don't. But I don't relish admitting that to the UK government. You know the Prime Minister is all for throwing nuclear warheads at the situation.
Idiot.
Quite. The Royal Navy is charting the creature's progress and calculating the optimum location for a strike. They want them in UK waters, but not so close that a strike might damage the mainland.
Because detonating nuclear weapons in the ocean would be completely harmless.
I know. And we have no reason to assume they'd be any more successful than the weaponry we've already hurled at them. I need alternatives.
Have we tried this one?
A display screen. Now we're getting somewhere.
It looks like a layout of the nest.
Yes, with the main control room in the centre.
With those two dots being us.
So what's that third dot, right outside?
Hello, apes. You have been very naughty. I think you should feel the sharp edge of my tongue.
Kate! Osgood, run! Damn it, her tongue!
I've got you!
Poisoned! Get out of here!
I'm not leaving you!
How sweet! Even apes for attachments, it would seem. But you need to learn your lesson. You are trespassing. You are interfering. We are your betters, and you would do well to fear us. Perhaps you need reminding.
Oh no!
What are you doing to her?
All apes have a fear response to us, erase memory. Most of you seem to have buried it deep enough to forget. Another example of your arrogance. But you will be forced to remember. I came here to retrieve this, a machine that brings your fear back to the surface.
Keep away!
That's better. It works well. Run, little ape! Run into the dark! Run and hide in your warm little cave! And as for you, my poison is fast-acting. Consider yourself lucky. You won't have time to truly be afraid of your death.
No. Got you. Need to help. Need to... Legs too weak. Got to concentrate. Stay conscious. Back. Medical kit. Focus, Kate Stewart. Focus. Can't. Just can't.
Hang in there, ma'am. Help's arrived.
The hunters mustn't let them, mustn't stop. Got to keep ahead of the hunters.
It-
Is your heart pumping, little ape? Run! Run until your weak legs can't run anymore. And then I will have you.
You're cutting it fine, Lieutenant Bishop.
It's the unit way. I've given you a shot of the broad-range anti-venom. It's only a sticking plaster, though, as I'm sure you know.
Until we can cook up something specifically targeted to the poison, yes.
So I suppose I'd better catch her alive then, eh, ma'am?
She's after Osgood. She has a device, affects the brain, sends you mad with fear. Osgood's affected. Make sure she doesn't hit you with the same thing. Go. Go, I'm fine.
You're not, you know.
I'm fine enough. Just get after them.
Ma'am.
And I'll see if I can manage to do something useful here. Is there a muscle that isn't in spasm right now?
Hide. Hide from the cold bloods. If they find you, you're dead. Must find somewhere to hide. Can't. The smell. Rotting. Can't.
Hey! Come here. I want to play.
No. Don't think. The dead can't hurt. The dead can't kill.
Ape? Are you in here, Ape? Hiding? Cowering in the shadows? I can smell you've been here, Abe. Your cattle scent is strong.
Are you remembering, Abe? Remembering how we used to hunt you on the plains? I loved those hunts. I was good at them, too. I gathered many in my youth.
Ape! Just good. The hunt is good. Hide well, but I will find you.
Remembering. Yes. Remembering.
Follow them! A trophy to the hunter who kills the most!
Shush. This is all in your head. Well, my head. Our head. Oh, you know what I mean. Or maybe you don't. I'm clearly having some sort of psychotic episode, the result of which sees me running around the place like a bit of a gibbering idiot. I think this is going to be one of my very worst days.
Where is she? The ape scent is close.
Closer than you think. Ape scent? That's a bit rude. I'm hoping that was your fear gadget you dropped.
No!
We'll have it out of the way, shall we?
If you have damaged it, you idiotic primitive!
Damaged it? I'm hoping I kicked it hard enough to smash it to bits.
Hate for ape! Such simple, brutish weapons you carry. I like them. I will keep this one, I think. If the fear trigger has been damaged, your death will be long and agonizing. Non-operable, but repairable. I will kill you slightly quicker. Where have you gone? Coward! Come back here, you pathetic animal!
Patience, love. It's the difference between cowardice and common sense. Just be grateful I need you alive, or I'd have shot you the moment I clocked you.
I can still smell you. Are you scared? No weapon. No chance.
No weapon. We'll see about that. Still got a pair of fists, haven't I?
I'll kill you!
Not with that, you won't. I'll have my gun back, Tar. And I'll hold on to your little crossbow, too. Light. Repeated firing. Impressive.
Because it was built by a species with a brain.
Yeah. Well, this brainless ape just gave you a hiding, so let's not get too cocky, eh?
Interesting. You could kill me now, but you don't. You want me alive.
It's the unit way. Sometimes.
The other ape. You are hoping to cure her of the venom. Is that why you keep your distance? In case I try and kiss you.
If you could have poisoned me, you would have tried by now. We know you can't do it too often.
Well, then why not come closer?
Because I don't like your reptilian scent.
No!
Oh, shut up. Don't dish it out if you can't take it. Get on your feet and turn around. Hands behind your back. And, just in case I'm wrong about the poison, we'll have some of that uniform of yours to keep your mouth shut, shall we?
How dare you! Touch me, you... Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's go. I have a friend to find.
Stinking creature.
So, map. Main control room, hibernation areas, equipment storage area. That could be just what we need. Biochemical lab. Weaponry lab.
Nest-wide audio control engaged. Please state function required.
Wonderful. Clever Silurians. Brilliant Silurians. Display location of... Control device for Krellix designed sea creatures.
No such device recognized.
Oh, annoying Silurians. Stupid Silurians. Display list of data files. Now we're getting somewhere. This looks like a complete breakdown of the various Silurian subspecies. Yes, land reptile species, aquatic species. It may not be a control device, but it's damn useful nonetheless. Now, if I can figure out a way of getting this information onto the UNIT cloud servers, it'll have been worth the trip. Scan for data source. Data source found. Oh, Osgood, you're a genius. I hope you're all right. I can't worry about that now.
Remote data storage device located. Access requested. Access approved.
Yes. Upload all files to remote device.
Files uploading.
Computer, display information on Silurian venom.
Goblets. Yes, I'd consider this all fascinating if it wasn't for the fact my subconscious is probably making it up. I mean, look at this. I think it's Privet. Hardly prehistoric, is it?
Goblets coming.
Oh, let them come. Not as if they can do any harm. I'm only imagining them.
Maybe the shock of them arriving might actually wake me... us up. We can't lie here dreaming all day.
Osgood?
Sam? Sam!
Osgood!
Oh, Caveman Sam. Naked Caveman Sam. Interesting. Naughty subconscious. Maybe there's no need to wake up too soon after all. Sam?
Osgood?
Yeah. Osgood! It's all right. I've got you. What is this all over you?
Naked caveman, Sam.
Chemical breakdown of venom on screen. Current supply of anti-venom, 10 ampules.
Anti-venom supplies? I suppose that makes sense. The species varies so much, some are bound to be susceptible. Display location of anti-venom supplies. Biochemical lab. Yes.
Cold blood!
Osgood? It's fine. She's tied up. Oh, I'm going to be so embarrassed about this come the morning. Osgood! Osgood! Look at me. That's right. Look at me. It's fine. Calm down. It's all okay. She can't hurt you.
Can't hurt.
That's right. In fact, we need her. Because you're going to show us where the device is that controls the sea creatures. Because if you don't, I will kill you. And you're not an idiot. So stay alive, be sensible, and lead the way. Sensible. Come on, Osgood. Let's get what we came for, and then we can get out of here.
Yes, caveman Sam.
Please, don't call me that.
Right. This looks promising. Computer.
Please state function required.
Some of this may be helpful. Clarify location of anti-venom supplies. Because I really do need to find it soon, I think.
Anti-venom supplies located at your current location. The biochemical laboratory.
Oh, that's a lot of help.
Well, I see the door, but I also see a whopping great drop between it and us. How are we supposed to get past it? Are you messing us about?
Cold blood's lie. Cold blood's cunning.
I can't even see the bottom. Do you expect me to believe your Silurian friends made a habit of leaping over bottomless chasms on their way to work in the morning? Fine. But one sign of funny business, and I'm shooting that tongue right off. Understood?
Shoot her. Shoot her. Yes. Control panel on the wall, idiot. It extends a bridge.
And what's the point of that, then? You people always put death traps in the middle of your nests.
Security, obviously. It's a numeric keypad. The code is 1834.
And I'm supposed to just trust you, am I?
Never trust. Can't trust.
If I'm lying, the bridge won't extend and I'll be no better off than I am now. So why would I bother?
Fair enough. Osgood, you stay here.
Stay.
You've got it. Come on then. After you.
Antivenom. Yes. Of course, it's entirely possible that I'm about to inject myself with something that's utterly lethal. It could be poisonous to humans, or considerably past its sell-by date. Computer state likely effect of anti-venom on human subject.
No information.
No, there wouldn't be, would there? Fine. Kill or cure. Oh, God, it burns.
Please restate inquiry.
Right. So, where is it?
How should I know? You might try in that far section.
Might I? Correct me if I'm wrong. This is a weapons testing room. That's obviously a shooting target. Protective shielding everywhere. The contrived way of getting in here.
The sea creatures are weapons. As you're currently finding out to your cost.
True enough. I'll just grab a few other toys while I'm here then, eh? You never know. Handgun. Some sort of grenade. What are these? They look like Japanese throwing stars.
Do they? How fascinating. If you think I'm going to give you training in their use, you are sadly mistaken. There is only one set of circumstances in which I would consider doing that.
By killing me with them?
A brief yet informative lesson.
You know, I've got a feeling you don't like me very much.
Really? Must be your primitive instincts. Idiotic creature. I could have removed your childish bracelets at any time, but it seemed sensible to wait until I was somewhere that put me at an obvious advantage.
A room full of weapons.
Precisely.
You and me both, love. You and me both.
Oh, alive. That's a relief.
Please restate inquiry.
Nothing. Whoa, still a little unsteady. Estimated time to completion of data upload.
Data upload completed.
Well, I'm impressed. Fine, not a wasted trip then.
Sam!
I'll pull you back up.
Never!
Don't be stupid. You fall off this thing and you're dead. You know how deep this pit is?
Not as deep as my hatred of you.
Stupid head!
No, no! You just let go. The stupid psychotic woman just let go.
You've got her.
It's okay, Otto. I've got
killed.
You. That's it.
The cold blood. Saved the tribe.
Osgood's still a bit out of it, I'm afraid.
Yeah, so I see. But she's alive. That's all that matters. I'm sure we can get her back on her feet.
But I'm afraid I lost the Silurian. She fell, and I'm sorry. I know we needed her.
Actually, we don't. I've dealt with it.
You've dealt with it? How?
Well, there's a reason they let me sit in the biggest office.
Of course there is. So what now?
I've not been idle. I dug up a huge amount of Silurian data files. Osgood was right. This place was a research station. They were handling countless projects. I haven't had time to go through them all, but they're uploaded to UNIT cloud servers. Hopefully there'll be something there to help solve our current problems. I've also managed to secure a lot of biochemical samples. No idea what most of them are, but it'll give our lab something to play with.
Good work.
Biggest office, remember?
Damn you, apes. Damn you! But it will take more than that to kill me.
This is Commander Triska to Grand Marshal Jastrok. I have located the fear trigger. Unfortunately, it is superficially damaged.
Superficially?
Well, nothing that cannot be repaired by our technicians, I am sure.
And you have dealt with the apes?
Of course. But it is likely that others will come. I suggest setting the nest to self-destruct.
It would be a great loss. So much work, so much information. But I agree. We cannot risk anything falling into the hands of the apes.
Understood. Triska out. Let them be buried down here with the rest of the dead.
I did a little shopping in their weapons room. Nothing major. I got, well, distracted by a certain long-ton Silurian trying to kill me. But I've picked up some stuff that might be of use.
Excellent. There's also a couple of other areas we need to explore. According to the map of this place, this room is a storage area. I dare say that's where our friend retrieved her fear-inducing device.
Which I damaged, though I can't say how badly.
Considerably, I hope. We have enough problems without that as well. But the thing we came here for, a device to actually control those sea creatures, if it's here, and I pray that it is, that will be where it's stored.
And who knows what else? Could be a proper treasure trove.
Precisely. We'll have a full archive team brought in to clear the place, but for now we should try and grab what we can.
Grab it.
Maybe we should take Osgood back to the sub first.
The noise!
What now?
I don't...
Nest destruction sequence activated.
What?
Can you stop it?
Computer, cancel destruction sequence.
Please state security override.
1834.
Code not recognized.
We need to get out of here.
Damn it!
There's no choice, ma'am.
I know that. Sorry, you're right. Come on, we have to move. Who knows how far the blast range is?
Wolfhound to Hawk 4. Immediate evac required. Get that chopper in the air.
Roger that, Wolfhound. We're on our way.
Captain Carter?
Ma'am, things have progressed a fair bit in your absence. I came to bring you up to speed.
Sure, you're just brimming with bad news. Well, get us out of here and we'll be all ears.
Ma'am.
They came in the night. Into the cave.
Hang in there, Osgood. Just hang in there.
You swam in here?
I may not get the biggest office, but I've still got all the swimming certificates.
Well, you can ride back with us. As fast as I'm sure you are, every second may count.
Indeed it does. But do not concern yourselves. I have no intention of letting you leave.
And we have no intention of letting you stop us.
You weathered my sting well, ape. I am almost impressed.
We apes work together. You'll have to take us both on.
You are nothing to me. Two of you or 100, I care not.
Still standing, though, aren't we? Maybe I spoke too soon.
Come here.
Come here. Do not dare to lay your hands on me.
Snakes. Coming out of the dark.
What are you doing, frightened one?
Silurian. Never mind her. Want to try putting me down again? Sam, deal with Osgood.
This time you will stay down, I think.
Just stay clear of it. We've got this.
Use this. Attach it to her. Quick.
Attach it? If you say so.
Try and sneak up behind me.
Into the water.
What? You think you can swim away? Do you think you can flee?
Wait. Silence.
Tucked in a belt. The ape tucked something in my... Oh. No! No, I won't be! Never! Not soon!
We have to keep moving. Quickly!
Osgood? Can you manage it?
We swam for our lives.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hawk 4 to Wolfhound, are you receiving me? Hawk 4 to Wolfhound, do you copy? This is Hawk 4 to base, no sign of them. We're hovering over the... Wait, I see them. Moving in, over.
Get Osgood in the harness.
I'm fine. I think. Feeling clearer.
A good swim works wonders.
Quickly. We haven't long left.
Hold on tight.
Hawk 4 to base. Airlifting them now.
Can't beat me. Well, they're only... stupid! My sister, what did they do to you? General Kalana to Grand Marshal Jastrok.
Report.
Commander Triska's body has been washed up on the tide, a few miles from the site of the research nest.
The fear trigger?
I have it. It's damaged, but not as badly.
Then her mission wasn't a total failure. Bring it to me at once.
Sir. I trust you died well, sister. Rest assured, when I find them, and I will find them, those who did this to you will not be able to say the same.